Okay, good night. A lot of good effort. I said something at halftime to Nicole. I thought the fans are really awesome, man. Game fourth preseason game. I just thought it was awesome. You know, the way they come out and support us. Sure appreciate it. A lot of good tape to evaluate. Good physical effort. A lot of guys, gave us a good look and good effort. So you always like to win. Any time we're keeping score, we want to win. We want to compete. I thought our guys did compete. We just made a couple mistakes and came up a little short there. But overall, really happy with the effort. I thought that some guys in our D-line showed up. I thought Danico had a really good game tonight. Good to see Shalik and Latham in the backfield a lot. And got some good exposure with Connor, a young quarterback. So it was good. I mean, some good, some bad, and great learning experience for him. So we elected to play a few of our younger guys tonight, like Carl and like Jihad and like Corey James. DeAndre got a lot of work. Jalen got a lot of work. And we just felt like it was important for them to get that experience. So a lot of good tape to evaluate. Look forward to getting in there early in the morning and getting after it and making final decisions. Obviously we come out of this preseason. Feel like the football team made a lot of progress, stayed relatively healthy. Thank God on that. And we're just gearing up, getting ready for the regular season now. So, questions? Well, depends on how you look at it. I think, there are a few undrafteds that have a chance to make a roster. If you have a really stacked roster, that's typically not the case. So, we'll see how it works out. But there always are, usually when you get as much tape as we have on these guys, it becomes apparent, who has earned the right to be here and who maybe needs a little time on a practice squad and who's going to, have to take a shot somewhere else, perhaps. So, but we have a lot of good tape to look at and to finish that evaluation, and we look forward to doing that. Yeah. Well, I think you said it just right. A little up and down. Certainly finished on a high note with the big kickoff return, so he's, he's best with the ball in his hands, running the football. And, running routes and catching the ball has not been a strong suit. He's gotten better, but he had that drop today. Having a role in special teams is also important for backup players. So I think it was a little bit up and down. He knew that. He was pressing a little bit. I just kept encouraging him to, just keep going to the next play. No, not really. I think Austin rolled his ankle, but I think he's going to be okay. And I don't know that we had anything else that's major. I think we did pretty good.
Did McGloin come out partly because he did something, or was that straight?
No, we were going to get Connor some work tonight, let McGloin get the first couple of series and then play Connor.
What did you think of Connor's performance overall?
Some good and some bad. I think great opportunity for him to learn. He's really done a nice job growing as a young quarterback, and the game's not too big for him. He shows some mobility tonight, which I think is real nice. Extended some plays and made some nice plays on bootlegs, and I'm sure he'd like to have that one ball back that went the other way on us, And but all in all, I think it was a good effort for him, and where it wasn't as good, it wasn't as clean, it'd be an opportunity for him to grow from that.
Kowser had the pressure on the safety. What have you seen out of him so far?
I thought he started out really fast, and then he kind of was kind of. Not quite in the forefront of things, but I thought he showed up really, really well tonight. He made a couple nice plays on special teams. He showed up a little bit in, on defense. You know, he's got awareness. He's an intelligent football player, and yeah, so I think he, you know, definitely put his best foot forward tonight. No, it's, I mean, we only have so many guys going. He was going to get a lot of work tonight. So, yeah, it was worked out that way. He and Jalen and George, you know, we're going to be our guys tonight. And they all played, and they all played a lot.
Coach, when you get together with your staff for the final evaluations, I'm sure position coaches will fight for their guys. Do you sort of present all this to Reggie, or is it a collaborative effort and you make these final decisions?
Yeah, we've had many meetings leading up to, you know, this moment or tomorrow morning, you know, when we'll finalize things. But, yeah, we work very closely, you know, and it's almost daily, you know, discussions on guys. So we don't – I mean, he doesn't have to wait. You know, I don't have to wait. He doesn't have to wait. We get together all the time, talk the roster all the time. So, yeah, we have a good idea of where – how things are shaping up and – where some of the decisions were made, where some of the tape, you know, from tonight will help us, you know, provide that clarity.
Did you say that KJ Brantley is strong case? So what do you like about him so far?
Yeah, he's been a good player for us this preseason, you know, this offseason. You know, there have been a lot of growth with some of these younger players that have come in and developed. I think he's a young man that's done a nice job for us, and we'll just see how it all shakes out.